Thanks for downloading this episode of the John Curley and Jake Skorheim Show. Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest. The best place to watch all your favorite sports. Featuring wall-to-wall viewing screens, six windows, and 30 kiosks. Be there at emeraldqueen.com.
Yes, you are. You're listening to the show, and you're also writing, and that's good and good, good, good for you. Do remember, one of you gets a chance to be letter of the day. As chosen by the teeny tiny lady right over there, she has all the power. She writes, she then determines the letter of the day. It is the great honor bestowed upon you and your family. It's non-transferable, by the way. A lot of people
and
try to take it in.
Now it's time for the letter of
no,
the
no,
day.
No, teeny, teeny, teeny! You're a little off for game today, Joe.
It is no big deal.
Okay, want to bang on the jar some more?
No, no, no. Okay. She's something happened to her. Dive in the Jake and I like this story about these cops in Everett because they're going to catch us. A cold case. Can't find anybody. They think they got a pretty good idea who it might be.
Do you watch a lot of cold cases? Are you interested in cold cases?
I got to get a TV.
Yeah, I mean, but you could read about it, too. You can read about cold cases if you wanted to.
No, I don't follow cop stuff.
All right. But well, let me tell you this.
I think this is very clever, and I can't believe anybody fell for this.
Yes.
Which just goes to say how dumb some criminals are.
Go ahead. This guy, apparently, there was a murder that happened in Everett on Rucker Avenue back in 1984. 42-year-old mm-hmm. woman was killed. There was a report that there was a fire at the home. When police showed up at the home, it turned out it was actually a crime scene as well. So this was an unsolved crime forever. There was some evidence that they had at the time that they weren't able to match to anyone. Again, this is back all the way back in 1984. And so the perpetrator just got away. Years later, they find what they think is a possible DNA match on something that they were able to pull off of a piece of the clothing, piece of something mm-hmm. that she was actually tied up with, I believe the article says. And it matches this DNA that showed up in this FBI profile of somebody.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. now they need to figure out, all right, how can we go and get this guy with modern DNA as well? Because, you know, it would have been old DNA. So they come up with this ingenious idea, which you can fill in this part if you're interested.
Let's see if King Five has details
about how investigators used a piece of gum to catch a homicide suspect in a crime from nearly 40 years ago. Judy Weaver was killed inside her Everett home in June 1984. New court documents show her case had gone cold until late last year when new DNA was found from a ligature mark on her wrist. Investigators say the DNA led them to 66-year-old Mitchell Gaff. But investigators still needed another DNA sample. That is when officers posed as representatives from a gum company and told the suspect they were doing a study on which flavors people liked best. Today, Gaff...
Yeah, we want to talk to possible murderers about what type of gum they like. Hang on.
Was back in court where he pleaded not guilty. He was arrested last week and is charged with aggravated first-degree murder. He is being held without bail.
Okay, what did they go to his house or catch him on the street?
They set up as undercover officers. Here's what I have. Ever Police Detective Susan Logetti and other.
She's great. Love her.
She's the best. Yeah.
Albums. Yes. Yeah.
January 17th, they posed as undercover representatives. They were undercover, but posing as representatives of a gum company. Determined to find the favorite flavors of participants in a study. They collected multiple pieces of gum that they saw the suspect chew in front of them in a ramekin. Then they sent that off to the DNA and matched it to the DNA of the victim of the crime scene. I don't understand. If you're a guy who has a history of this, he's already probably like, hey, you know what? I should probably avoid giving my DNA. How do you get caught up in something like this?
Well, I mean, who wouldn't want to help a gum company choose the next flavor that
like
could possibly be there?
That happens all the time. You're right. Gum companies are always coming up to you.
I've already done that. I've already chewed gum on the street from two people that look a little bit like police officers telling me they work for a gum.
John, if you were going to do a gum sting, if you're going to walk up to somebody on the street, how would you approach them as a representative of the gum company?
Oh, I would say, you look like a very smart man, like a sharp guy that could get away with murder.
And then you'd wink to each other because only you two would get the joke.
Yeah. I'm not accusing you of murder, but I'm just saying you look at the kind of guy that we want to talk to because we're starting this gum company.
I bet you could murder this piece of gum. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I mean, what are the, in other words, DNA would be toenail clippers. We're from a giant toenail clipping company. try this or a Q-tip company.
I've heard of them like inviting somebody in to have a non-arrest, but they'll have a conversation. Then they'll offer him a cup of coffee or a soda pop or something like that. You were talking about this earlier, and I thought it was interesting. Is this the same thing as entrapment, though? If they're getting him to chew this gum? Are they doing something illegal to procure?
You pointed out, Jake, that chewing gum is not a crime.
Well, that's true.
Although in Catholic schools it was. If they caught you chewing gum, they made you put the gum on the end of your nose and you had to have it there all day.
That's a long time. It's too long with gum on your nose.
That's like, they'd call you up to the front of the room, the nun would make you spit it out into your hand, and then she would take it from your hand, which everyone in the class was like, ugh, and then she'd take it and put it right on the end of your nose. Yeah. And then all day you'd have the gum on your nose. And the nuns, I'd like have some sort of secret signal. They could tell all the other nuns, you know, when you see him out in the recess yard, make sure he's still got the gum on at the end of his nose. The worst was if you're chewing gum and your hair was growing beyond the collar of your shirt, because then they put a giant bow in your hair. So you had a giant bow.
Oh, no.
And gum on your nose. So,
that's unfortunate. Well, this guy did a lot worse things than chew gum. he has a really vicious history, so I am surprised that he didn't suspect that people were trying to solve this cold case from all these years ago. He was actually convicted of assaulting a woman in 1979. She was able to escape. 5 years later, he was convicted of raping two teenagers, again in Everett. He was eventually incarcerated in McNeil Island, which is like a housing area for like the most violent sex offenders in our state. And yet still, when he got out, here's the thing that I found crazy. After all of that, he's granted release into a halfway house in Seattle. They just like put him in Seattle and he's done all these horrible things in his past. And they're like, well, I guess he's safe to live in Seattle.
Yeah, that's what they want. Yeah, get you off of McNeil Island. And then for a while there, they weren't telling anybody where they were sending these guys. The state had set this thing up. And then they said, well, you're going to have security for the people? Enumclaw was able to fight back on that and throw that out. And a bunch of others were stopping it as well. But yeah, the government, it was, Inslee was all in on, Bob Ferguson might have been involved in this one as well. Just simply, let them go. We'll tell them later on. And don't worry, we're going to pay some people like $35,000 a year to house these people. And there'll be security. Sure, there's going to be security. They don't have to worry about it. They're not going to go around and hurt anybody. The other weird thing is that anybody, I can't imagine stopping anybody on the street and having them try something. There really is something, it says something about that individual that you could stop the person. Because most people, you samples for things.
Yeah.
Like even the samples at Costco and
you wouldn't
places,
you wouldn't stop
there
for a juicy fruit?
No, people, two guys coming up to you in the street telling you they're from a gum company and they want you to taste some gum.
You wouldn't try some Bubblicious? Somebody stops you and says, I'm going to give you free gum. I'm going to give you free, what was the zebra stripe?
Bubble yum.
Zebra stripe.
Yeah. Bubble yum. That's, you wouldn't stop for a bubble yum?
Juicy fruit, but it only lasted about 5 seconds.
That's true.
And then you'd spend the rest of the time smelling the tinfoil because it was the only thing that still had any smell left.
Licking the tinfoil. That sounds like a Catholic school thing.
Here's the other one was this guy in Whidbey Island. He was the lone elk bruisers, falsely accused of breaking a man's back. And then I guess he got himself a good attorney, the elk bruiser did. How was he falsely accused? And were they going to, Whidbey Island, were they going to try to shoot Bruiser?
So I guess there was just a rumor because Whidbey Island, obviously an island, there's, you know, it's kind of land, it's not landlocked, it's the opposite of what it is. Rumors.
Right there in the name.
Yeah. Rumors spread quickly on the island. This elk, and have you seen pictures of this elk? You can see it on Herald. It's beautiful. It's like a very handsome, he's a handsome elk.
Bruiser is kind of famous. Like
he's well known?
Yeah, they let people know when he's in like his rut or whatever their mating season is because he gets a little like.
He's the only elk on the island.
Yeah,
what's he doing?
That's it. There's no deer, nothing.
He can't mate with anybody.
No.
It's probably, I mean, he's got the horns on this guy. What are those called? Not horns. They're not called horns.
Antlers?
Antlers.
Antlers.
Boy, he's got a handsome set of horns. They're like, he's six-pointed horns or antlers, yes. Whatever they are. They're massive, just huge. And apparently
why don't you go back to describing what an island is?
Yeah.
Better with that.
There was okay. So apparently, Bruiser again. He's on a landlocked island, and he accused of knocking over one of the older residents on the island who fell back and broke his back. And so there was this call around the island. They were saying, we need to take this thing down. It's dangerous. It's attacking people. It's breaking backs, and we need to put him down. But again, apparently it was a complete false accusation, and they don't even know where the rumor is untrue. The guy who apparently broke his back, broke his back. He said, no, I'm fine. The elk didn't do me any wrong. It's totally good. So Bruiser now, let's see, as of yesterday, according to the fish and wildlife officer out there, his name is Ralph Downs. He says Bruiser is happy, happy, happy. So I think he's doing well. He could use
other than the fact that he's incredibly horny. There's nothing for him to mate with. He's
literally
just hoping to run into two guys giving out gum samples, just something to take his mind off it. Yeah, poor Bruiser walking around.
Poor Bruiser. He's still walking around though.
An animal that has been rounded up. We talked to our buddy yesterday that was able to catch the final zebra that's now on its way to Montana, and now we'll live in virtual obscurity now. But for a while there, when they're out running around, everybody's really excited. So they catch the final one. So this guy from North Bend, a resident, a big John Curley fan. Oh, boy. This is Bob. Is it Antone?
I think so, yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So he came up with this. He wrote the song last night. He said, by the way, it has nothing to do with AI. He's a little slow on it because the story has already resolved. But that doesn't stop the muses that Bob needed in order to write this little ditty right here. Does it have a title for it?
I believe it's a long title. It is called...
Those are always the best.
There's a herd of zebras running loose in my fragile mind.
Coming in at number two.
There's a herd of wild zebras running loose in my fragile mind. There's a herd of wild zebras running loose in my fragile mind.
Yeah.
Rodeo clown brought them down, but there's still one lost and left outside.
It's actually pretty good.
No, this place, it ain't for zebras.
No, 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 no. What song is that, Joe? It's very similar.
Do you remember Oliver Anthony? Do you remember Oliver Anthony?
Yeah.
Maybe this guy's the next Oliver Anthony. I mean, I don't know if it's quite as relatable.
You mean he's going to go crazy and denounce everybody and then say he's not in it for the money, that guy?
Well, if somebody offers Zebra Guy $8 million for a record.
Back to it.
No, it's way too dark and cold. No, this place, it ain't for zebras. It's way too dark and cold.
Nice.
Elk and zebras can't have babies. That's what I've been told.
Zebras and horses can.
They can.
Yes. Oh.
German?
I don't understand the German part.
It means get out, dog, find that thing.
Okay.
There's 11 more verses.
No.
I like it.
He provided
Spain, ain't no Paris. It ain't no France. It's not the mighty Nile or the Mustang Ranch. Not for starving zebras. Oh, it's a rich man's land. Oh, there we go.
There you go. Yeah, rich man of Richmond. That's, I think.
There you go. Nice. Thank you.
Next stop.
Appreciate the hard work.
Millions of dollars in fame.
Yes, sir.
It's pretty good. He's a week late. If he was maybe a week and a half earlier, I think that could have caught on a little bit more.
We'd have been playing that top to bottom.
Yeah, I think that would have been bumper music for sure. Now it just feels...
But it's also It's important to know that he's saying, listen, no AI on this one. This is just him coming up on it. So.
Well, maybe if he'd used AI, he would have gotten it out a little faster.
No. It's not fair to anybody. And finally, Charlie Kirk, who loves to argue with liberals, he is coming to the UW. They tried to stop him, but I guess now they've got advanced measures in place. I would assume when he shows up that they're going to – that's when the rioting. I'm sorry, peaceful protesting will occur.
Here's a statement from the UW. Listen to this. Charlie Kirk was invited to speak by one of UW's registered student organizations, which are free to extend invitations to guest speakers. Our priority is the safety and security of our campus community. We recognize that tensions are especially high due to the events around the world, and our hope is that people with opposing views refrain from seeking confrontations and avoid antagonizing one another. We do not detail or share security plans in advance of events, but are taking appropriate advance measures. It sounds to me like they're preparing to let him speak. And if one of the organizations want him to speak, then I don't see what would stop it other than rioting.
Rioting. That's what's going to stop it. They'll probably block the doors and scream and yell. You know, just the same thing when Ben Shapiro went to different colleges and they scream and yell and they block the stuff because they don't really want First Amendment rights. Because, again, words hurt people's feelings and feelings are paramount to everything. So there's no First Amendment right, not if you're saying things that hurt people's feelings. And Charlie Kirk knows this and he makes a living off of it. So he's coming into the U and he'll have a chance to speak. Now, give the U credit for at least not completely shutting the thing down or charging the organization like they tried to before. Another conservative went in there to speak, and then the U went around and said, oh, we're going to charge you, I think, $100,000 or $200,000 for the security because we had to spend that money to bring that speaker in. The folks that brought that speaker in that case were like, we're not paying that, and ended up having the U ended up caving on the thing. So. But you can scream, yell at river to the sea all you want, right? Basically, right, from the Jordan River to Mediterranean Sea. And what's in between that? About 9 million Jews. Hell with them. River to the sea is an easy thing because it rhymes and it sounds so much better than just kill the Jews, which is basically what they're screaming there at the University of Washington.
If you've been thinking about surgery or even joint replacement, here's something to consider. Hi, it's Dave Ross. I've talked to over 100 patients of Dr. Mark Wagner, MD, and many of them have told me about life-changing results. Their words, after treatment at Seattle Swartz and regenerative medicine, these are people with severe osteoarthritis, even bone on bone, and they're back to hiking, jogging, playing tennis, skiing, golfing, walking up and downstairs, playing with the kids and the grandkids, and they're doing it without pain and without surgery. Dr. Wagner's 60-minute outpatient procedure uses your own stem cells, and because they're your own stem cells, they can help regenerate your own cartilage in your own joints. Dr. Wagner is a board-certified Seattle physician. He has over 30 years of experience, and he's performed over 20,000 stem cell procedures. And he's one of the few doing it the right way. So, listen to his patients, and remember, whether it's a shoulder, hip, elbow, ankle, wrist, or knee, before you choose surgery, first see Dr. Mark Wagner, MD. Get the facts. Then get back in the game at drmarkwagnermd.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric Smart Color Changing Light Bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Say big on all Fight Lighting Smart Home products. Now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today, in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Teenies over there, the letters are coming in. We do appreciate it. Your Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line, that's where it all... Teenie, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Potato.
All right, that's helpful. 1-888-973-5476. And to my friend Kay Lloyd watching, stop giving me a hard time about my beard. I only grew it for my wife. Because happy wife... happy life.
The beard looks great. Don't let him give you any mess about
Kay Lloyd. She just hates it. Kay hates it. But you know, Jake knows. How long have you been happily married now? Or married?
13 years. Coming up on 13 years.
Happily?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Tremendously happily. Stupidly happy. Yep. Yeah.
And
I certainly would. Wouldn't say anything different on the radio.
Yeah, no, but you did learn a lesson the other day because your wife is with child and expecting shortly for your fourth baby.
Yeah,
She was going to go out and going to go out with the gals, big night out.
Yeah,
and you almost made a crucial mistake.
Well, yeah. So, like you mentioned, my wife, she's 8 months pregnant right now, and you know this baby's sitting pretty high. It's a big baby. It seems like a big baby based on how much it's there. And I don't know how else to describe it. Whatever. She's pregnant. She's 8 months.
Your wife is big. By the way, your wife is small.
No, yeah, she's tiny. So to see see a big baby there is it's surprising. It's a big surprise.
Right. Yes, it is.
Okay. But the baby's coming in a month, so we're like a month out. And okay. Fourth boy, thank you very much. So the other day, she's leaving the house and, you know, whatever, I'm father of the year, I'm watching the kids so she can go out and have fun with her friends. And she asked me an opinion on an outfit that she had chosen for the occasion.
Oof.
Well, you know, listen, I've been married 13 years. We pride ourselves on honesty in our family. We pride ourselves on being able to openly communicate. Certainly anytime that I leave the house wearing something that she maybe doesn't think is my best foot forward, she has no problem bringing up with me, and I don't take it poorly, and I have no problem with it. Like the other day, I was going to come to work in a shirt that she thought wasn't work appropriate. It didn't have any buttons on it. It looked like a t-shirt. And she goes, what are you doing? You can't wear that to work. She let me know. And I said, oh, thank you. That's great. Thank you. I wasn't even considering it. I said, that's so nice. Yes, that's the correct answer. So she asked me an opinion, and it's not a big deal. She asked me an opinion on a pair of pants that she wanted to wear to this outing because she, you know, I guess in her mind she thought maybe it would make her not look pregnant, which at 8 months is tough to pull off. But and so she asked me my opinion. I did not support her clothing choice in what she was wanting to wear.
Right.
And I thought at the time... she would appreciate the honesty, and I thought that she would appreciate that I know when she's out with her friends that I would want, you know, she would want to feel her best, look her best, and so I was wondering for you, like from you, did I make the right decision?
A man that's been married and divorced 3 times? Yeah.
I didn't know. Oh, I forgot about the divorces. So, you know, maybe you're not the best opinion.
No, I'm Mormon. I just keep collecting them.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Well, first of all, you fell for the trap. You could never say never. Like, yeah, honestly, you can never say, like, how do you fall for it? Do these jeans make my butt look big? I mean, how are you going to answer that one, right? Khrushchev say no. When you say yes, No, there's no honesty when it comes to that. And it's not a two-way street when, of course, she can criticize what you're wearing and you'll take it off or you'll just have it. Like, I had a pair of pants, which I still love. Got them at Marshall's. They were Dockers and they were Paisley and I loved them. And people are like, wow, those are really cool. I'm like, I know they're Dockers. I was so excited they were Dockers. And I got it for like $18 off the floor at Marshall's. You got to shop on the floor when they're, because the stuff ends up on the floor. Nobody notices under the rack. I was giving all my secrets away. Well, I love these pants. And then one day, Nick, where are the blue Paisley ones? I don't know. Like, it's weird because they were in the lawn. Yeah, it's weird. And this has become this thing. And I realized, oh, they're gone.
She got rid of the Dockers?
Oh, because she didn't like them. Pew, threw them away. I'm like, you threw them away. No, I didn't. I know you did. I know. Look at me right in the eye and tell me the truth. Where are my Dockers? The Paisley Dockers that everybody loved. She's like, I don't know. I was like, oh, here, I've got some gum I'd like you to sample right now. Get some DNA sample on you. Yeah, but you fell for it. What'd you tell her? So she said, I'm going out. I'm going to put these pants on. What do you think?
Yeah, she came out and modeled the pants. And I, you know, my first thing I always say, every time my wife walks in the room, I go, oh, you look beautiful, honey. And first time I see her in the day, this was early on a Saturday. She's going out for a brunch or something. And I said, oh, you look very nice. And she goes, great. Again, she's not repaying these compliments all the time. Every time I walk in the room, she doesn't say I look nice, but whatever. That's neither here nor there. So she takes a compliment and then she says, what do you think of these pants? She shows me the pants. They're not 8-month pregnancy pants is the truth. Mm-hmm. And so I gave her the truth. I think that she ended up being better for it. She didn't seem too happy with the response that I gave. Exactly.
That's right.
So she then goes back to her credit. She goes back and she made an adjustment. And then she left the house. We weren't speaking there wasn't like a whole lot of like hugs and I love yous at that moment because I think she was just like late and she had to get there. And so maybe she didn't have time to, you know, give me a kiss and say how much she loves me and appreciate my opinion.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But later I felt like as she was gone and I'm sitting there with all the kids, I was thinking to myself, like, I don't know, like maybe did I say the wrong thing? Like, could I have given a different answer? Would it have been better if I had just said whatever that she wanted to wear? I could have confirmed whatever she was feeling and wearing at the time. Her friends probably wouldn't have said anything. And so, everyone knows she's pregnant.
No, the friends get away with it. You have to say, I would say, what are you going for?
Oh, that's smart.
Going for this look. I'm looking for this and that. Like,
put it back on her to explain it. Then she arrives.
No, just buys you time and you try to change the subject.
Hee-haw.
Yeah.
Or just say, yeah, I got to go to the bathroom or something. Then I run out of there.
No, you're like, what are you going for? Well, just something kind of casual. What do you think everybody else is wearing? They're wearing this and that. Yeah, great. Have a great time. Who are you going with? Change the subject. It's a no win.
So you're saying don't answer. Just like, don't give an answer.
Don't give an answer. Just change the subject into something else. You look great. And then just try to hang on for the next month. Was it the jeans that have the big, weird sort of kind of elastic thing in the front?
No, you know what? It's a stupid conversation for two guys to have because neither of us can get pregnant, but
according to the CDC and Joe Biden administration. But anyway, go ahead.
Maternity clothes are really tough to come by. Like, you can't find them almost anywhere. You have to order them online. I don't know how people are. This is a silly. Yeah, it's a silly conversation. It's a silly complaint. It's a silly complaint, but yes, they were elasticy type pants, but I don't think they were the right trimester elasticy type pants. I think they were maybe earlier versions, and so I just suggested. I said maybe wear something that you feel a little more comfortable in, because you're going to be out for hours, you know. And
good.
You know,
yeah, that's good. Yeah, go real practical. Yeah, when was that? Saturday? Was that Saturday?
That was Saturday. We're fine now.
Have I seen her since?
Yes, I've seen her since.
Okay.
We're doing fine. Wait. She's fine. And you know what? When she came back, she didn't necessarily thank me for giving her the honest opinion, but I could see maybe a little something in her eyes, maybe a little acknowledgement.
So she did change.
She made the change.
Okay.
But then she kind of huffed out of there.
No. Just can't win on any of those.
I think you're right. I think the point is,
and it's a weird two-way street. The woman can critique everything about you, from your hair to your clothes, your beard, everything else. But you turn around, you make one little thing, and it's a fire
disaster.
Storm.
It can be a disaster.
Oh, yeah. Just change the subject.
I think you're right.
That's right, or call a divorce attorney.
If you've been thinking about surgery or even joint replacement, here's something to consider. Hi, it's Dave Ross. I've talked to over 100 patients of Dr. Mark Wagner, MD, and many of them have told me about life-changing results. Their words, after treatment at Seattle Swartz and regenerative medicine, these are people with severe osteoarthritis, even bone on bone, and they're back to hiking, jogging, playing tennis, skiing, golfing, walking up and down stairs, playing with the kids and the grandkids, and they're doing it without pain and without surgery. Dr. Wagner's 60-minute outpatient procedure uses your own stem cells, and because they're your own stem cells, they can help regenerate your own cartilage in your own joints. Dr. Wagner is a board-certified Seattle physician. He has over 30 years of experience, and he's performed over 20,000 stem cell procedures. And he's one of the few doing it the right way. So, listen to his patients, and remember, whether it's a shoulder, hip, elbow, ankle, wrist, or knee, before you choose surgery, first see Dr. Mark Wagner, MD. Get the facts. Then get back in the game at drmarkwagnermd.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Transform your home in one weekend and get big savings on everything for your project at Menards. Menards carries the largest selection of Purdy painting tools you need to get your painting project started. From brushes, paint, roller covers, and even paint kits. Hurry in and save big money on Purdy painting supplies. Get everything you need for your painting project at Menards. Plus, check out Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
On September 12, 1995, McKay Everett disappeared from his home in Conroe, Texas.
There was no sign of forced entry. It was just as if McKay had walked out of his own free will.
And to this day, McKay's mother, Paulette, feels that justice was never truly served. Ransom is available now. Listen at ransompodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Megan Pendergast Law. Mailman's coming by. But oh my goodness, I almost forgot about Wilcox Family Farm eggs. Man, those are good. Boy, just sit there and think about them for a moment. That's good eggs.
How is it you're rolling an egg or...
Available Excuse at me, Costco, by the way.
Yes, they are.
They're good eggs.
I was down in Santa Rosa, California. I saw a big billboard for them. I'm like, look at that. Wilcox Family Farm eggs.
Nationwide, yeah. Baby.
That's right. Hey, here comes the mailman now. We're stalling for the mailman. Get in here. Come on, mailman. Get on in here. What are you doing there, huh?
I'm the mailman. As you can see, I'm the mailman. Don't nobody mess with me. I'm the mailman. If you didn't know, I'm the mailman. I bring the mail to your door.
I don't understand the German part.
I just want to tell you, the first thing I heard was your voices, and it made me cry.
I think that is a compliment, I guess. All right, we'll get the letter of the day. First, take care of all the rest. Jake.
All right, this is from Doug in Puyallup. He says, Biden speaks with so much energy and vitality. I'm sure our enemies are terrified of him. He's referring to that Howard Stern interview we played a little bit earlier.
He's a little sleepy in that one. Mike in Port Angeles, did someone put the lid on the pickle jar? Was Teeny lost in the carnage? No, Mike in Port Angeles. Teeny.
Oh.
Right over there. Yeah. Ready.
Everything was fine.
That's right. Okay.
Okay, so this one is from Doug in Mount Vernon. This is on John's Nature soundtrack for sleeping. It is a slower pace in Cle Elum. Instead of the birds and the bees, it's the toads and the turtles. Because you listen to frogs having sex when you go to sleep.
And occasionally I listen to a mule or donkey.
Yeah.
Jennifer in Gig Harbor says, on John's beard, John, you never look better. Wow. Jeez, all those years without a beard, looking horrible. Keep the beard. Thank you, Jennifer in Gig Harbor. One vote for the beard.
People do love the beard. We get a lot of comments on the various social media stuff. Are you stuck with it? Is this something you got to do forever now?
It's just facial hair. I don't know.
It's special. It's special facial hair.
Okay. Keep going.
All right. Jamie in Seattle on the Zebra song, Hey, he's actually really good. Is that it?
I agree.
Yeah, it is really good.
Good music there on the Zebra. By the way, the graffiti drone, Natalie Olympia says, they're right on track with this drone idea. However, they should equip the drone with pepper spray. Send the drones out in the middle of the night, locate the perps, and then shoot them with the pepper spray. They are so close.
I agree. It's a good idea. It's a really good idea. Brad the painter, how long before somebody graffitis the drone?
It's coming too. Richard in Covington says paint cannot stick to pure silicone, and they make sprays that you can spray onto the buildings and the paint will not stick. Yeah. They need to cover everything with that stuff.
Is that a true
thing?
They should do. They have a paint that nothing sticks to?
Yeah. Special kind of paint.
It's probably very
expensive. But
that's genius. It's really smart.
You know who came up with that? Richard in Covington, by the way. Okay.
425 says, I'm a maintenance guy. I get nasty looks from both customers and employees at Home Depot for walking out there and buying all the spray paint, even though I'm using it to cover up the graffiti that those punks put all over everything.
Now it is time for the letter of the day.
Okay.
Is this me or is this you?
That's you. That's all you, right. No, that's all you.
All right, Paul and Sammamish. Two questions about the John and Jake show. I think it's a good idea. You know, people get to know the new shape of things.
He says, who?
You.
John Curley. Okay.
Yeah, John Curley. He says, Two questions. Does Jake have normal size hands? I'll let you be the judge holding in front of the camera. Mm-hmm. A little larger than average, maybe. I don't know. And how much would John Curley charge to spank me with a rolled up magazine? Do not use that as a drop, please.
to answer Paul, I wouldn't charge you. I would pay you.
So this is a really exciting moment.
That's all she wrote. That's all she wrote. Wow. No
more. Classy show.
Rolling in. There you go. But Paul has one letter of the day like 10 times or something. He's dominating over there. All right, let's do another hour. What do you say?